Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, A to Z English podcast listeners, this is Jack here. We are excited to offer you a new way to get even more involved with our podcast. For just $10 a month, you can become an exclusive subscriber and join our private WhatsApp and WeChat groups. As a member, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions and leave comments that we will address in a special weekly episode dedicated to our supporters. Your generous donations help cover the operational costs of the podcast, allowing us to keep delivering the content you love. To join, simply click the links in the description to pay via our Stripe account or directly on the WeChat app. Thank you for your support. We can't wait to connect with you in our exclusive groups and hear what you have to say. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and today I have a special solo episode for you. And the topic today is why people hate English. And there are a lot of reasons why people kind of hate the fact that they have to learn English or get frustrated while learning English. And I thought it would be interesting to look at some of the reasons why people don't want to learn English. Even those that are learning English right now are feeling kind of desperate or frustrated because they feel like they must do it. So let's take a look at some of the reasons why students hate learning English. The first one is that English has a very complex grammar and spelling. So English has many irregular rules and exceptions in its grammar and spelling, making it difficult to learn and master. For example, words like night and night, K-N-I-G-H-T, and N-I-G-H-T sound the same, but they're spelled differently, and the verb conjugations can be inconsistent in English as well. We have a lot of irregular verbs, right? Go, went, seesaw, do, did. Number two, another reason that people hate English is that it has a colonial history. So English is often associated with British colonialism. In countries that were colonized, English might be seen as a symbol of oppression and cultural erasure. So this can contribute to negative feelings towards the language, right? The colonial history of the British Empire. Number three, English has a global dominance. So the fact that English is a global language can sometimes feel overpowering. In international settings, non-native speakers might feel pressured to learn English, which can lead to resentment, especially if they feel their own languages and cultures are being overshadowed by the English language. Number four, another reason, cultural imposition. the dominance of English language media, movies, music, literature, can sometimes be seen as a form of cultural imperialism, pushing Western values onto other countries or other cultures. The educational challenges is number five. In some educational systems, English is taught in a way that feels overly strict and punitive. So students might feel like English is a real burden. English classes are a real burden in school because they're taught in a very strict way. Like, you must memorize this list of words. You must memorize this grammar. And there are no speaking opportunities for the students. So students might struggle with the language due to the teaching methods that do not accommodate different learning styles. Number six, pronunciation difficulties. English pronunciation can be challenging for non-native speakers. The same letter combinations can be pronounced differently in various words, leading to confusion and frustration. For example, the word read is spelled the same in the past tense, but the pronunciation of read in the past is read, and the past participle is also read. So read, 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 but the spelling is R-E-A-D, R-E-A-D, and R-E-A-D. This can be very, very frustrating for students. Number seven, language pride. People may feel a strong sense of pride in their native language and view the necessity of learning English as undermining their own language and language identity, or even their cultural identity. And number eight is the social and economic inequality. In some societies, fluency in English can be a marker of social status and economic opportunity. It can create a divide between those who have access to quality English education and those who do not. And it can foster resentment among those who feel disadvantaged. So those who don't have access to English, good English education, might feel a little bit of anger towards the wealthier in the country, the wealthier people who have access to better teachers and better English education, or international schools, things like that. But I want to dig into the language structure, because I think this is where people get the most frustrated and really start to hate English. English has many irregular verbs that do not follow standard patterns. For instance, go becomes went in the past tense instead of goed. So there's an interesting one, right? Do changes to did in the past tense instead of doed. This requires memorization of many unique forms, which can be very challenging for students. English has many inconsistent spelling rules. The relationship between spelling and pronunciation in English is often very inconsistent. For example, words with an O-U-G-H ending, as in though or through, okay, different pronunciation, though, through, and then rough and cough. So those are all O-U-G-H, 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 but it's four different sounds, though, through, rough, and cough. They're all pronounced differently in each word. English has words borrowed from other languages that retain their original spellings. For example, ballet from French, B-A-L-L-E-T. We don't say ballet, we say ballet. or yacht from Dutch, Y-A-C-H-T. Yacht. No C-H sound. Articles can be very frustrating.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grading for students. English uses articles a, on, or the, and determiners such as some and any that do not exist in all languages, requiring learners to understand their proper usage. The definite article the and the indefinite articles a and un are used based on specific grammatical rules that can be confusing. When do you use the, when do you use a, and when do you use un? There's sentence structure variability in English. English allows for flexible sentence structures, but also has specific rules about word order. Subject, verb, object is the standard. And questions and negatives require helping verbs like do, do you like, I do not like, or in the positive, I like. There's no I do like, you just say I like. This can be very frustrating and very difficult for students to understand. English has many prepositions. English prepositions can be tricky because their use often does not follow a logical pattern, and they must be memorized. I'm interested in something. I'm good at something. I'm afraid of something. Pronunciation challenges include vowel sounds. English has a large number of vowel sounds, about 20, which are combinations of, which have combinations of vowel sounds in the same syllable. So we have some that use two vowel sounds, which are called diphthongs, or just one vowel sound, which are called monophthongs. For example, the I in bit, I, is different from the I in bite, which is has two vowel sounds. I, I. I, I. Bit, bite, I eat, bite. So, very, very difficult to master that. It's very difficult to master that. English has consonant clusters. So English frequently uses consonant clusters, which are multiple consonants together, which can be difficult for speakers of languages that do not use them. Words like strengths NGTHS or 12th LFTH are challenging due to their complex clusters. Stress and intonation is difficult in English. English is a stress-timed language, meaning that the rhythm of speech is based on the stress of syllables rather than the syllable count. And sentence meaning can be changed based on intonation and stress patterns. For example, "I didn't say he stole the money" can have different meanings depending on which word is stressed. "I didn't say he stole the money." "I didn't say he stole the money." "I didn't say he stole the money." And there are homophones and homographs. Homophones are words that sound the same but have different meanings and spellings. For example, two, two, and two. T-W-O, T-O, T-O-O. Homographs are words that are spelled the same but have different meanings and sometimes different pronunciations. Lead, as in to guide, and lead, as in metal, are spelled the same, L-E-A-D. Lead, 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 lead. There are silent letters in English. Many English words contain silent letters that are not pronounced, as in the K in night, K-N-I-G-H-T, or B in debt, D-E-B-T, debt. The inconsistency adds to the difficulty of spelling and pronunciation. Examples of these difficulties: the chaos of English pronunciation. A classic example is the poem "The Chaos" by Gerard Nos Trenit, which illustrates the inconsistencies and complexities in English pronunciation. And minimal pairs, words that differ by only a single sound, can change the meanings entirely. Ship, sheep. Bat, pat. Bat, pat. These irregularities and inconsistencies in English, grammar, spelling, and pronunciation, contribute significantly to the difficulty of learning the language. Understanding these challenges can help educators develop more effective teaching methods and learners to be more patient with their progress. So I think it's a good thing that we talked about this today, because I think addressing this issue head on is a good one. Sometimes you are going to hate English. It is going to be a very frustrating journey. But if you hang in there and you just keep working at it, you will make progress. You will make progress. And so that's my plea to you is, even though sometimes you have a feeling of just strong hatred towards English, I want you to not give up. I want you to keep working. Keep fighting, because there's something special about learning another language that is very beneficial, I think, to you. And whether we like it or not, English has become a global language. It's a way we communicate with other cultures, with different languages. It's a what we call a lingua franca, an international language. And so I think English will benefit you, even though you have some very valid reasons for hating it. But try to put that hatred aside and keep making progress and continuing on with your language journey. All right. Thanks, everybody. that's today's episode. If you would like to listen to the podcast on our website, you can go to AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. You can also send us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to become an exclusive subscriber for $10 a month, you'll get access to our exclusive WhatsApp group and our exclusive WeChat group, where we will record a special episode for you each week. And with that said, we will see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.